Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
One of the reasons State Senator Jennifer Wexton had five other Democrats running against her in the Democratic primary to take on Barbara Comstock was the feeling that she just wasn't progressive enough. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says that's because of a growing resistance to compromise.
There are a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals who are sort of in hashtag resistance mode, and they don't want anyone who is compromised.
But now Wexton will be on the ballot in November as part of a slate of candidates taking on Republican incumbents. Abigail Spanberger will take on Dave Brett. Elaine Luria is the Democrat running against Scott Taylor. And Leslie Coburn will face Republican Denver Riggleman after Congressman Tom Garrett unexpectedly terminated his campaign. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says progressives were just as frustrated last year.
This same sort of thing happened last year in the gubernatorial Democratic primary, where Tom Perriello lost to Ralph Northam. A lot of progressives felt like Northam was too moderate. But at the end of the day, those progressives turned out and voted for Ralph Northam.
And Kidd says now that Corey Stewart is at the top of the Republican ticket, that could end up scrambling the dynamics across Virginia, potentially imperiling Republican incumbents in the House who would otherwise have safe re-election contests. I'm Michael Pope.